We're continuing with the restoration of all things, and on this journey to see all things restored, we have the Holy Spirit of Truth in us and with us as our guide. So we never need to be concerned about revelation when we have the Spirit of Truth to resonate in us, to cause our spirit to resonate with the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's in us and with us to disciple us on this journey. We have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. And in that sonship role, love is going to be the key that we measure everything against. Test everything against love. Use love as the plumb line. And love will define how we see restoration. Now, we've been looking at four streams of thought that are converging into one mighty river of restoration. They are mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy, frequency, healing. And we're going to cover energy, frequency, healing in these sessions, and particularly going to look at activating energy centers within us. So restoration includes personal wholeness. We must come to a place of being restored in our sonship. Energy frequency healing is being restored in this transition period to help us become whole. And I think that's the key. Energy and frequency are related to many different healing methods and many different also things of energy and consciousness creation. It's related to consciousness and creativity using the revelation of frequency and quantum physics as a sun radiating the frequency of heaven in the earth. That is our role, to converge time and eternity, heaven and earth, through us as a gateway of heaven into the earth, choosing to create the reality of restoration. Einstein said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. Therefore, we need to be aware that God is restoring revelation and truth about using frequency to bring wholeness, health, and to activate and bring about restoration. Our birthright is immortality. Immortality is man's birthright. He was created immortal. Sin ushered in mortality. Jesus came to reset this record, to restore us back to mortality, immortality. Therefore, in his death, we have immortality restored through the power of the resurrection. When Jesus was made alive, everyone was made alive in him. All died in Adam, all were made alive in Jesus. So when we die with him, we're raised with him to immortality. Do we believe it? And this scripture, 2 Timothy 1:9-10, is a powerful scripture that unveils that truth. According to the power of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, that is, all his children, not according to our works, so not according to religion or the DIY tree, but according to his own purpose, his original intention and purpose, and grace, which is his divine enabling power, which was given to us in Christ before time began. So God's purpose and his enabling power to fulfill that purpose had already been given to us in a predestined way, even before time actually came to contain all of this. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. In other words, into the light, therefore into revelation, and therefore into experience through the gospel, through the good news of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Jesus victorious over death, Hades, the devil, and the works of the devil, and anything else, he has overcome and brought immortality back into the reality of abundant life that we have. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete or whole without blame in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is in the presence, not in the coming, in some future event. This word is presence and not coming. So let's be aware that in his presence, living in his presence today, we are coming to this place of restoration of spirit, soul, and body. So the Bible has many mysteries encoded in symbols and types and shadows and numbers, and there's numerology. So some of the things that we see, which are written in some cryptic type language, are designed to get us looking into the mysteries that they contain. So there's levels of mystery that are within everything that God is there for us to find. He has hidden things for us to discover. So Revelation 5:1. Now, in reality, there is a throne room and there's a God on the throne. And these are descriptions of things that John was seeing. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. Now, from one level, that each of us has that book, the scroll of our life. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and break its seals? Now, at another level, this was to do with the end of the old covenant and the opening of the seals to end the old covenant and to establish the new fully. But there are multiple levels of revelation here. So seven seals. What are those seven seals? And is it another level of revelation that those seven seals are revealing? And therefore, that we have seven seals or gateways or portals within us. Verse 5, and one of the elders said to me, stop weeping, behold the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, Jesus, the root of David, has overcome. So this is, has overcome this through the cross and the resurrection, so as to open the book and its seven seals. So now our lives have been opened because of what Jesus has done, and those seven seals can be opened within us. And that is the level of revelation that this is referring to. It's a mystery. There are other levels of revelation, but this one is referring to us. And I saw between the throne the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if it was slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. So now the authority and the vision through the seven spirits of God, who are our tutors and trainers of sonship, are sent out into the earth to enable us to live from an open book and an open sealed life. Verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the book and break its seals. For you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, tongue, and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. So this is very clearly the reign that we're in now, in the administrating as sons the government of God, no end to his increase in government and peace on the earth, but as a gateway of heaven into the earth to manifest the as it is in heaven into the earth as a kingdom of priests or a royal priesthood. This is another way of putting this. So we are the order of Melchizedek or royal priests, oracles and legislators carrying the heart of God to manifest on earth as it is in heaven. And we have seals open to facilitate us doing that. Now, some people will say, well, this is a bit of a stretch. They're just levels of mystery. There are meanings and there are meanings and there are meanings to everything that God says. And this is a deeper meaning. There are many sevens in the Bible and in nature, including seals, spirits, redemptive gifts, stars, churches, days, seven notes of the musical scale, seven rainbow colors that make up white light, just to name a few. There are many systems in the body, blood system, nervous system, lymphatic system, hormonal systems, and there's an energy system. Why not an energy system? Why wouldn't God create an energy system for us to connect with the unified quantum field of energy, which is in the spiritual realm that enables us to function here in this realm in sonship, energized rivers of living water flowing from our innermost being, the river of life, the liver of energy, the spirit flowing. We're all connected to an energy field that contains vibrating strings of energy. This is what strings theory says. The vibrating strings, and this is what I was received by revelation directly from God in 2010 when I was in heaven. I had a quantum physics lesson. The Holy Spirit unveiled the energy, the life, all behind understanding string theory, different dimensions. And I was told that the vibrating strings are the voice of his power that energize or hold all things together. And actually, that is his grace, his divine enabling power. And it is still vibrating within the fabric of creation. Colossians 1:17, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Hebrews 1:3, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power. Now, again, we've got the all things. So when it comes to the restoration of all things, These are the things that this is referring to. This phrase, all things, is relating to creation, not just people. The grace of God, or the vibrating strings of energy, are the still vibrating words that spoke creation into being, which we can connect to them because they carry energy and life. Those energy strings are the smallest particles of energy that are the building blocks of all matter, and they respond to us when we begin to connect with that grace. And within the authority we have within us, we can begin to create new, refresh realities. Zero point energy energizes this physical realm from the non-local realm. And I want to encourage you to be open, to be energized by the spiritual energy that effectively is coming from that spiritual realm, that non-local realm that we're all connected to. In fact, all matter or energy particles, from atoms and their nucleus, electrons, to their components, right down to quarks, are blinking in and out of this quantum spiritual realm, being energized at Planck's constant, 1/20,000th of a billionth of a second. So some of you is there now. Some of you is back, and some more of you is there. This is a continual process for the whole of what has been created. Everything that is seen has come from that which isn't seen, from another realm, a non-local realm, which is invisible to the natural eye, but actually we can engage with it, and we are engaging with it, but we can go into that realm actively and be seated in that realm, functioning from that realm. There is limitless energy there, as one sugar cube of zero point energy could power 400 billion galaxies. So we are picking up that energy all the time, but we can activate that energy in our own lives if we understand how to do so through the gateways within us. So do we have access to this power source? Yes, I believe we do. How do we open the seals or portals to engage this energy? And we need to learn how to do it. How do we activate this to access the limitless and release that limitless energy? The Merkaba is the chariot. That's what it means in Hebrew. And it can be spelt with an A at the end or an H. That gives us access to open these portals. So we're going to look at the Merkaba today and how we can relate to that and how we can access it and how we can function it. I've got the picture of it on the wall right behind me, in front of me, and I'm looking at it right now. And as I look into it, I see something of how I engage the spiritual realms and activate the ability to do everything that God's called me to do with limitless grace energy. So there are gateways within our spirit, soul, and body. There are gateways between heaven and earth and under the earth. There are gateways between dimensions, and we can access all these gateways. There are energy fields produced by our body, our heart, our consciousness. These energy fields interact with the quantum unified energy field throughout creation and connect us to it and energize us through it. We can access the portals or intersections points between dimensions and be energized and travel through them. So this is an access point, an engagement point, an energy point. And we're going to look at how, over the next two sessions, how we engage with this. So there are energy fields and seven gateways of energy within each of us. Health is when these fields are in balance, vibrating at the correct frequency. There are portals or energy gates within us that maintain the balance of energy when opened and flowing and connected to that unified field or quantum field, which I would say is the spiritual realm, the unseen realm. Heaven and our consciousness operates on a logarithmic scale. Now, we covered some of this when we looked at consciousness and the fact that someone operating on a high level of enlightenment and knowing their identity and their position can counterbalance the negativity of a lot of people. And this is why this functions on a logarithmic scale. And this is why we need all the energy gates open and functioning. They don't work by addition or multiplication. So 1 + 1 is more than 2. So if you think of 7 gates, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 is 7. Well, actually, this is not how it works. It also doesn't work by multiplication. 2 by 2 is more than 4. So each of those things, 2 sevens, 3 sevens, 4 sevens, 7 sevens are 49. But this works on a totally different scale, and this is why we have access to unlimited or limitless energy. The seven seals or gateways released energy exponentially as they're activated from heaven. We need to activate them from heaven to see heaven flowing, the river of life, that energy, that crystal river, with the energy that that crystal energy carries, life, spirit, energy, we can activate it. So the seven seals or gateways gives us access to exponentially increasing energy. Gate one, 1 by 2 equals 2. Gate 2, 2 by 2 equals 4. Gate 3, 4 by 4 equals 16. Now, this doesn't seem very powerful. And in reality, most people are operating with this level of function. Let's say energy, which is on a 2, 4, 16. Even 16 by 16 is 2, 5, 6. Now there seems to be a large jump between gate 3 and gate 4. But if you go on, gate 5, 2, 5, 6 by 2, 5, 6 is 65,636. That's a huge increase from 256. See the exponential way that these things functioning together cause a huge increase at up to limitlessness effectively. Gate 6, 65,536 squared equals 42949697296. That's a lot. Now, when you then go into gate 7 and you get the fullness, when you multiply 42949467296 by itself, square it, you get 1.8447 times 10 to the power 19. That's 1 octatrillion times 10 multiplied itself 19 times. Another way of putting it is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, one by four is a bizarre amount. It's limitless, effectively. Now, this starts with opening a gateway of 1 by 2 equals 2. So as we have our gateways activated, as we have heaven's power, grace flowing through us as a river of living water, of life energy, we'll find that we have access to unlimited energy. Therefore, we can do everything that we're mandated to do without ever running out of energy, resource, and everything else that's attached to this field. Our consciousness also functions logarithmically. One person operating at a high level of consciousness can counterbalance millions of others who are not. Exponential increase when there is agreement and unity. See, one puts 1,000 to 10,000. One gateway open can engage two, but then you have two gateways open and it multiplies by 10 and 4, and you can see this increase. Consciousness and zero point energy function logarithmically like the Richter scale, earthquake scale. So 6.1 is 10 times more than 6, not just 0.1 more. Limitless creative energy is available to us in sonship through the Merkaba. Now, here's the image that I have on my wall and I've got behind me and in front of me. It's something that God has drawn me to. I wasn't particularly into anything like this. On my journey of revelation, of engagement, these things have opened up. Years ago, I started to engage and found myself in heaven within geometric shapes, within a cube. And within in that cube, there were multifaceted, almost like diamond cuts, that each facet had within it multiple facets. The manifold wisdom and grace of God, I discovered. This is what it was about. And I discovered I was in the center of Metatron's cube. Now, I had no idea about it. I never sought that out. And as a group here, we engaged corporately one day just to go and engage heaven and see, was there something God wanted to reveal to us? I think there were probably 10, 12 people. And many of those people experienced some dimensional connection to that cube, to that geometric shape, and they all saw it from different perspectives. And when we put it together, we saw this is what it was. And we Googled this geometric shape that we saw, and it came up with Metatron's cube. And we looked at it and we thought, whoa, this is really weird. But we've been drawn to engage it, and therefore the revelation of it has gone deeper and deeper. So we've gone to engage with Metatron's cube, also has unveiled the seed of life, the flower of life, which is in the center of the Merkaba there. Also engaging with the seed of life and the tree of life and other geometric things, which is known as sacred geometry. Now, sacred geometry has connotations which are connected to some weird stuff, some new agey stuff, you could say, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the reality of it is not true. So when you see here, what you have is you have two triangles or two mountains that are in overlap. And this is representing the mountain of the house of the Lord, the earthly mountain, which is the inverted triangle there, the inverted mountain with the point in the ground, foundations of which are in the dirt, and the mountain of Mount Zion, the city of God, the throne of God, which where Father, Son, and Spirit are in heaven on top of that mountain, but they've in overlap. And they're in overlap to open up portals and energy within, which is exponential in its way. Now you can look into this and you can see all sorts of different signs, different symbols, different shapes. If you open your spirit and look into it, you can see all of those intersects between dimensions. Again, levels upon levels upon levels. At one level, the Merkaba is known as a chariot, or revolving wheels within wheels within wheels that can transport you from one dimension to another. That's one way of looking at it. But there are all these dimensions or intersection points between dimensional realities, and we have a part to play within this. In fact, we are within this. Our light is part of this and makes up this. So there's levels of revelation you can engage with this. The Merkaba is our access to limitless grace energy. What is the Merkaba? What is sacred geometry? What is Metatron's cube? What is the tree of life? How do we activate it and use it all practically? Well, we've looked at for a long time that we have gateways within us of spirit, soul, and body. We have the glory of God in us, the presence of God, the kingdom of God, the rule of God, heaven, or an aspect of connecting to heaven in us. And when we open that first love gate, we have access to the glorious presence of Father, Son, and Spirit, and we have access to go through into there, into another realm, to connect into the realms of heaven, to connect into the garden of God, to connect back to the tree of life and the river of life and the throne of grace and all of the amazing things that we've discovered on this journey that we can engage in within the realms of heaven. But also we have gateways within our spirit, spiritual senses or abilities that need to be activated. They can only be fully activated through the river of life, which is flowing through that gateway to water it or to energize it. Different sorts of analogies. So when we open that first love gate, we find the river of life starts to flow. Light energy starts to flow. That energizes these gateways. So it energizes our prayer gate, our fear of God gate, the intuition, revelation, worship, hope, faith, reverence gates. They become active and those senses begin to function. And then they begin to engage the soul. And the soul gates begin to open. And then we sort of deal with and cleanse all the soul gates from the things that are hindering or blocking them. And we find as we enter into this worship, sense of surrender and yielding to our destiny within God, our mandate, our blueprint, we find that our choices get energized and activated. Our conscience gets activated through fear of God and reverence. Reason gets activated through revelation. We find faith gets activated. We find imagination, our mind, conscious, subconscious, unconscious, emotions, choice, and will. And we then begin to choose that which aligns with our place of worship and heart-to-heart relationship with Father, Son, and Spirit. And all these things begin to flow. So we see the world from a different perspective, inside out. We smell or sense things from the inside out. We hear things from the inside out. We speak from the inside out. And we feel and touch from the inside out. So we're energizing the world around us by creating an energy field that's activated through our spirit, soul, and body functioning together in a united whole way. And this is an awesome thing when you begin to activate this and connect to it and find life begins to flow. Most of us have never learned to open the first love gate, so we have a trickle of that energy flowing under the threshold of that door, which has effectively been what we've been living on, and therefore our gateways have been very inactive, only partially functioning. And it's like one gate open when we can have seven exponentially opened. Now, there are seven soul gates. There are seven energy gates, which are beyond this, which we'll look at later, which is this. So we have the Merkaba, the two overlapping triangles, and the different shapes connected to the seven energy gates that are God has designed to be within us, to be activated, to give us limitless grace, and connected to different aspects of who we are and how these things function. And another picture of this is this, again, three-dimensional way of looking at these sort of triangular shapes, which are, I think, tetrahedrons, which are connecting and revolving as gates, wheels within wheels within wheels, energizing and activated when we're connected to that spiritual realm, to that heavenly realm and heavenly perspective. So Merkaba, whether you spell it with an H on the end or M-E-R-K-A-B-A, it's actually three words, not just one, that come together to give you a meaning. Mer means a light that rotates within itself. Ka means spirit, referring to the human spirit. Ba means the physical body, though it also can mean the concept of reality that the spirit holds, that we connect to in a physical way. So Merkaba means the spirit body surrounded by counter-rotating fields of light, wheels within wheels, spirals of energy which transport spirit body from one dimension to another. So they're gateways and energy gateways. They can be called the chariot of ascension because they enable us to ascend into different dimensions. But they also can energize and activate the field of energy around us that we then can have a energy activated field that can bring healing and wholeness and peace into the world from that place that we're resting in our relationship with God through it. Ancient Egypt refers to Merkaba as a rotating light that would take spirit and the body from one world into another. It is portrayed as two equally sized interconnected tetrahedrons of light with a common center where one tetrahedron points up and the other down. This point symmetric form is called a stellar octangular or star tetrahedron. And that's where these shapes begin to come and we realize that these things are connecting. Now, one way of looking at this is the convergence of time and eternity, of heaven and earth. And I believe we're part of that convergence. They converge in us. The whole of creation is converged within this planet where sons of God have been given a mandate for creation. And the whole of this dimension is connecting with heaven to earth through us as a gateway. So we become this gateway for heaven to flow through us. So you have the heavenly Mount Zion, you have the mountain of the house of the Lord in an earthly sense, and effectively these begin to overlap and they produce this shape. And within it, we have a portal. We have access both for energy to flow into us and for us to go through that portal to engage other dimensions that these are connected to. So the Merkaba in Hebrew is used 44 times in the Bible, and it meant chariot. And that chariot has physical meaning, and it can be of a real chariot, like the chariots of Egypt that crossed the Red Sea and got destroyed, or spiritual chariots. It refers to the throne of God described in Ezekiel, and you find that in Ezekiel 1, which is said to be a four-wheeled chariot driven by four living creatures, the Chaoth. Each of these creatures has four wings with the four faces of man, lion, ox, and eagle, and you have the connection to the Ophanim, which are the wheels within wheels within wheels, connected to this, which is a power source. Jeremiah 4:13, behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Now, you know, we're not really just talking about physical things here. Isaiah 66:15, the Lord will come with a fire and with his chariot like a whirlwind to render his anger with his fury. Now, this was the fulfillment in AD 70 of the end of the Old Covenant, but it describes him coming like on a chariot, and therefore something that's moving and something that has power operating. Now, there are three angels described in association with the Merkabah in Ezekiel: the Chaoth, living creatures, the Ophanim, wheels within wheels, the Seraphim, the burning ones. These are also often connected to the cherubic nature of man, the four faces of God: lion, ox, eagle, man. 1 Chronicles 28:18 says, for the altar, and this was the instructions that David was given, which he gave to Solomon to build the temple. For the altar of incense, refined by gold, by weight, and gold, for the model of the chariot, even the cherubim that spread out their wings, and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. So here there was a description that the wings of the cherubim would be connected to the chariot and connected to the ark of God. And we need to be aware that the foundation stone of creation is found within the four faces of God, within the ark, between the wings of the cherubim. And we can connect there to be in the is of heaven, to administrate from there the heart of God connected to the eternal now of God's presence, and outwork that into the physical realm. And this is what all this is about. It's manifesting heaven through us. It's manifesting the eternal now. The word Merkabah means a vehicle in very ancient Hebrew. Some books translate it as a vehicle of light. Others translate it as a chariot or wagon, which is similar. The Merkabah is connected to the energy field of a human being. The Merkabah is connected to our genetic code and our development, because it's also energy within the genetics of man. And when we then begin to engage in this process of transformation, coming into our sonship, we engage the four chambers of the heart, the dance floor, we engage the soaking room, we engage the garden, and we engage the bridal chamber, in which we find that we are being transformed with the light of God, the energy of God, transforming our DNA, restoring back to our DNA the connection in sonship with the 12 strands of God's DNA, or 9 strands, 9 stones, 9 firestones. All of this links together in these ways. This is how we access the fullness of our sonship and our mandate within it. The Merkabah is connected to the physical body as well as the spiritual. The Merkabah is connected to health and wholeness and crystals or minerals, and therefore most bodies today are low in specific minerals, crystals if you like, connected to the Merkabah. Specific forms of zinc, manganese, chromium, selenium, silicon, perhaps other elements as well, are connected to the activation of physical health through the connection to the Merkabah. So the Merkabah is connected to rest, which is made up of the frequencies of love, joy, and peace in balance. This is why we need to focus engaging Father, Son, and Spirit to come into a place of rest, yoked to Jesus, where the Father is seated on the throne of our lives, and we have access to the fountain of living water to drink the energy to see life flowing through us. Living loved, loving living, and living loving releases energy. It releases energy from rest. Limitless energy is connected to the balance between body, soul, and spirit, wholeness or oneness, that releases blessing or empowerment. The structure of the Merkabah consists of layers of quantum or zero-point energy intertwined around each other in a way that eventually forms a tight matrix, which are these geometric shapes or positions or gateways. The Merkabah begins as a tiny double tetrahedron shape when heaven and earth begins to reconnect in us, when we come into a reality of what Jesus did on the cross, that we're alive. This is the energy of life that's connected to the spirit in us. It operates in the middle of the chest. As it's activated, it becomes larger and more spherical and can form a bigger energy field around us. This is when spirit, soul, and body start to come up into wholeness, into unity, and not in contention against one another, where there's a flow. The Merkabah interacts with the unified quantum field, often used to be called the ether. And you'll find that word is often used to describe this unified quantum field. It exists around the body and in all space, it exists in us and through us and around us, and we're connected to it because in him we live and move and have our being. We exist within this field. It acts as a transducer of zero-point energy. This means that due to its structure, it's able to extract and bring into the body a lot of energy. So what are the uses of the Merkaba, that energy source? Safety. The Merkaba is an energy field generator, helps a person to stay safe. This protects from entities, physical assaults, against other attacks such as harmful electromagnetic fields. If we activate it, and if we believe it, part of this is, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If we don't believe this and we don't activate it, then we're operating at less than full capacity. Often a lot less, because we're operating in an exponentially sense in a negative equity when it comes to this. Travel. The Merkaba can be used to transport the body or soul and spirit from place to place, i.e. translation, being in another place, and trans-relocation, and it's not limited to physical space. It can also take place in time as well, because there's no time within the eternal now of God's presence. Healing and regeneration. The Merkaba is able to help regenerate the soul and the physical body. The energy it brings helps with healing as it interacts with the subtle energy fields of a person, your different organs, your different parts of your body, and your emotions, such as the unified energy field, in a healing manner by raising frequency by resonance. A higher frequency of love begins to engage our physical being and draws energy from that unified field to raise our frequency in a resonant way, so we come into alignment in health and wholeness and balance. Immortality. The healing effects of the Merkaba help prolong life, but connection to the unified quantum field promotes abundant life. This works through the frequencies of intention and love, joy and peace, to bring rest and access to the abundant life energy from God within us. We are designed to be a convergence. We're designed to be a gateway. Signaling. The Merkaba connects us to the grace of God within everything, that helps us connect easily with other people and angelic beings in other locations and with creation itself. The Merkaba can be used as a communication device by using quantum entanglement. And quantum entanglement is really that things can be connected over vast distances because they're connected in a relational way. We're connected to spirit, soul, and body. We're connected to heaven. We're connected to creation as sons, and we need to start communicating in that way. Distance or dimensions are not an issue. Sensitivity. Through practicing using the Merkaba, it tends to increase a person's sensitivity to different sensations, physical, spiritual, by tuning into frequencies and energy fields. So we can become sensitive to things within our own physical body and sensitive to things around us in the physical and spiritual world. Hebrews 5:14, for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Joy. People who engage the Merkaba are usually happier people. This is due in part to their improved health and higher energy level. They live with an attitude of gratitude, which generates joyful energy. They usually express it in some positive, helpful way to others or to creation itself. New abilities. The Merkaba, aligned with intentional consciousness, can catalyze spiritual abilities such as mental telepathy, telekinesis, pre-post cognition, creativity, and other abilities that we were designed to have and God is restoring. These abilities develop with maturity in sonship and when we take responsibility for our connection to creation. Broadcasting. The Merkaba helps individuals and corporate bodies, and they're able to broadcast or radiate energies to others and to other dimensions and realms. Now, we know Jesus did this when he was able to connect to someone who was not physically near him, because he had access into this quantum field to touch a person, the centurion servant, even though they were at a distance. We know Philip, was able to be transported through engaging that quantum energy field, quantum tunneling, to go into one dimension and come out into this dimension instantly, be somewhere else, in other words. We can focus intentional conscious choice energy through the portals across the dimensions. And I've been engaging other dimensions, and they've been picking up this energy, hope, that is crossing the portals to bring them the hope of freedom. Convergence. The Merkaba is a hub to access energy portals that enable the convergence of the eternal now of God's heart perspective with the positional heavenly governmental perspective to bring a manifestation of the as it is in heaven into the physical realm. Converging time and eternity, heaven and earth, through us as a point of activation with an open energy gate. The sun, this is what God said to me, because I went back and asked him to explain how this works. And he gave me some insight. Sun, the Merkaba has multiple levels of revelation and application to it that will open up with the maturity of sonship. The first level for most people is as a chariot of Ezekiel 1, which moves their heavenly throne dimensionally and God's throne. The application of energy linked with the gateways that some call chakras is another level, and entering through the gateways as portals is another level of revelation to experience. The connection to the governmental positions within the Tree of Life and Metatron's cube in light is another level. Using the limitless grace energy to create and choose reality, drawing from the unified quantum field, is not a common revelation, but will come with expanded consciousness. As our mind takes on the mind of Christ, thinks like an anointed son, we will be able to access and understand some of these things and use them. Son, the activation of your energy gates and fields by intentionality is the first step to the ability to generate and direct through energy as a frequency. So there's stuff there that we need to learn to activate and engage. Son, look deeper into the sacred geometric image. Use this knowledge to increase your thought energy and creative ability. So there's something here that we can begin to look into to see revelation and engage in that experience that will open up this for us. The unified quantum field can be the connection between your consciousness and creation through the elementals that are connected to the strings of our grace. Son, engage the elementals through the Merkaba by your consciousness, not just in physical locations, so you can connect all dimensional realities to restore hope. Now, I have a mandate to do that, and I'm doing that continually. Son, the Merkaba can be the connection to the dimensions, but also has the ability to broadcast intentional thought energy to the Babel-like towers you have seen, and I've seen them in three other dimensions. Son, use this ability to send love letters as messages of hope and freedom dimensionally. Creation does not distinguish between the frequency of sound produced by the voice, a bowl, or your mind as you think the sound, as you vibrate at that frequency in your thoughts. All frequency-generating methods have the same effect at a quantum level, where photonic strings of grace will respond to your sonship mandate. Son, this is the function of an oracle and a legislator when they are resonating with our oracles at a heart motivational level. Now remember the oracles of God: passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love. The hearts of our sons produces pentatonic energy fields by design to generate the oracle's frequencies to connect with creation. And I will play some of those things in the next session that I've been engaging with the bowls. Remember the bowls, the five pentatonic notes: passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love. Those are the five oracles that are connected to creation, and particularly to the ground or to the land. For indigenous peoples, who virtually in every indigenous culture, there is a pentatonic music scale, because I believe they're connecting to the oracles of heart, God's heart, embedded within the quantum field. That is why the pure of heart can see beyond and why life flows from the heart. The mouth speaks from that which is generated by the heart as the energy of thought that chooses reality. Son, this ability to choose and create reality has been limited to the unconscious and subconscious, but has mostly been lost by the conscious mind. It is being restored. A heart motivated by the selfishness of the DIY tree path, and path of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, will only create more chaos if it accesses these abilities. A pure, undivided heart resonating with love's oracles is the only way to bring about restoration at a creational and dimensional level. Son, guard your heart and focus on developing the pentatonic frequencies and energy fields around your being and spheres. Matthew 12:34, from the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Proverbs 4:20, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. So keep the energy vibrating within God's word. Not talking about the Bible, but talking about the things that he has said and spoken into being, his grace, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Coherence is a measure of the pattern in the heart's rhythm, which is independent of the amount of the heart rate variability, and reflects an orderly and harmonious synchronization among the various systems in the body, such as the heart, respiratory system, and blood pressure rhythms. Now, you can find that people in heart math have done a lot of work on coherence and how this affects the whole body. The heart is such a key element. This is where we generate the fields of energy around most of our body. Coherence is the state when the heart, mind, and emotions are in energetic alignment and cooperation, and the Merkaba are engaging. This can help energize this. At rest in unity, wholeness, and oneness with God, self, others, and creation. This is what God wants to restore us to in our sonship. The Merkaba can be developed or activated by practice, to train our senses and abilities by using certain forms of meditation and intentional focusing of consciousness. From rest, which is the place we enter into love, joy, and peace, energy flows at an increasingly powerful rate, activating and energizing spirit, soul, and body, and creating a powerful energy field around us. Most people, because they've never learned to open up their first love gate, have a trickle of this life, this energy, and therefore a very weak field around them, and they don't live in this powerful place of rest, and therefore they're not creating this energy field, and this energy is not activated. They're not operating in the limitlessness. Therefore, they can choose what are currently seen as impossibilities as realities. This is part of the problem. Most people have been operating on a trickle rather than a flood. The Merkaba can be developed or enhanced by drawing energy down from heaven to earth through your body as a gateway. And this is the key. Now, people do this by pulling down exercises. I'm not encouraging you to do that. I'm encouraging you to engage heaven through your first love gate, through relationship. Do not do this in an impersonal way, connecting to a force. You're connecting to the energy that we all exist in, which is in fact the grace of God. Conscious intention, grounding, or flowing of spiritual energy from the river of life into and through the body is both cleansing and energizing. And this is how you might want to do it. Visualize opening the gateway of first love, and then you can embrace the life energy of love, joy, and peace, Father, Son, and Spirit, as a river of living water flowing into you, filling you, and then beginning to flow through you. And I do, obviously, we activate that when we're looking to engage meditation for rest. That's the first stage. But then encourage a flow of living spiritual energy in you and through you. You encourage that flow, opening your gateways to the flow. Now, you can open your spirit, soul, and body gateways to that flow. But you can also engage your energy gateways. So consciously and intentionally activating the energy gates by seeing the wheels spinning within the wheels, the light rotating in the gates, and therefore creating energy within the gateways of our being. And we'll go into that in detail in the next session. This creates a powerful flow of life force energy within the body that energizes the Merkaba and activates it from rest like a hydroelectric turbine. You are generating energy because you have a source of the river of life, that energy force that's flowing from heaven into our being and activating in the gateways of our energy, which is activated through the Merkaba. So you have these beautiful pictures that have been produced by people who, I guess, have activated some of this. And they're just so beautiful pictures that describe some of the interaction between the Merkaba and how this outworks in our physical body. And you have these revolving lights, and you have the energy fields, and you have the different things that are coming off us or around us and in us. And therefore, how we connect with the planet. And as our frequency of sonship begins to get elevated, raised to resonate with the God, with God and God's energy, it begins to affect humans' frequency, the resonance of the whole planet, and from this planet to resonate with the whole of creation, to bring whole of creation back into a restored state. And there are some beautiful pictures that show these things in these sacred geometric shapes. This all happens within God, Father, Son, and Spirit, who is this unified field. And we are all within him, and therefore can all connect with him and connect with each other and connect with creation in a mandated sonship perspective. And you have all of these things are also seen within the flower of life, the seed of life type connections, where all of these geometric shapes are all within it, and all these energy fields are all connected dimensionally. And you have such beautiful ways of expressing these things, which are how our sonship is to bring the beauty of a restored creation back into harmony and balance and wholeness. All these energy fields, dimensional fields of energy that we can begin to connect to as we access and activate the Merkaba within us. And you have different dimensions, even pictures of this one, Adam Carden, which essentially are the energy fields that are around us and through us, again, connecting with heaven and earth through us as man, mankind operating in sonship as sons of God. So many different fields of energy that we're connected to, and that we're connected to heaven, to that energy fields, when we begin to activate our sonship within it. And then you have Metatron's cube and all the different dimensional shapes and perspectives that you can find within there. Now, in the movie Doctor Strange, when Doctor Strange, who was a physical surgeon, lost the ability to operate, he looked for a different purpose in life. In fact, he was looking to be healed, found that these energy fields, the Merkaba, connected to producing energy, releasing energy, and accessing portals. And you can see that in the movie, and you can see the shapes within the energy things that are being connected. And it's a movie, but I believe it's picking up something in the creative prophetic realm of what God wants to do with us. So we can connect to this energy field. We can connect these to the energy gates within us. But rest is the key. So I encourage you again, come to a place of rest. I encourage you just to close your eyes. Just begin to relax. Just going to start to slow down. Just focus your breathing, slowing it down. Start thinking of the name of God, Yod, He, Vav, He. And breathe in deeply and slowly exhale. Yod. And breathe in again. And breathe out. Vav. And breathe in. and just slowly slow down the rhythm, relax physically, emotionally. Just begin to relax as you breathe in and out, slowly connecting to the life, the name of God, the energy. Open that first love gate. Picture that first love gate. Open it and invite love, joy, and peace, Father, Son, and Spirit, to fill your spirit, to flow into you, to activate that atmosphere of rest in you. You're in a safe place. You're in an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace. Within that safe place, just be still. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still and know that I am love. 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 Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Now begin to picture that Merkaba. You can look at the image on the screen if you want. Picture that Merkaba. Choose to engage the Merkaba as a portal, accessing the flow of life. Just ask God for a mandate to travel in time or space on a mission to fulfill one of God's purposes. And if you receive that mandate, activate it by stepping through that image of the portal to access your mission wherever in time or space as a son of God.